This week, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed bipartisan legislation that requires insurers to cover treatments for mental health and substance use disorder at the same level as physical health services. And this new law is supposed to close loopholes, ensuring that Michigan residents have necessary access to those things. Dominic Pallone, Executive Director of the Michigan Association of Health Plans, joins us now. Good morning, Dominic.
Hi, good morning, Jamie. Good morning, everyone.
I'm wondering first if you could explain what's different now that this bill has been signed than we didn't have before.
Well, this bill really enshrines the existing federal mental health parity regulations and federal law into state law. Before signing this bill, which was signed the other day by Governor Whitmer, Michigan's law was silent on a lot of these provisions and protections to ensure that quantity limits and financial requirements are no more restrictive for behavioral health and mental health benefits than they are for medical, traditional medical benefits for an individual.
You know, so many people go without mental health care because of financial constraints. How do you see that this new law is going to impact individuals who may have previously struggled to access mental health and substance abuse treatment?
Yeah, I think that's right. Unfortunately, there is very much still a struggle for access, whether that's over affordability or whether that's over finding available providers that are able to see people. I do think this bill will help folks, especially on the financial aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And so for an example, if your health insurance benefit has, let's say, a $20 copay for an office visit for primary care, this bill will ensure, regardless of what federal law may change to, this bill will continue to ensure in Michigan that you'd have no greater financial contribution on a mental health benefit of subsequent value. So just trying to make sure that it's an apples-to-apples comparison between traditional physical health and behavioral health financially for the individual. And I think this bill goes a long way in doing that.
You know, whether it's mental health or substance abuse treatment, there's kind of a stigma still. It's antiquated, but it's attached to both. How important is it that this bill makes a declaration that we don't treat these things separately, that they are both of equal importance in terms of our well-being? How important is that?
Oh, I think that's paramount. As we're currently in May, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I know we at the Association of Health Plans and many other advocates around the state are doing what they can to try to end stigma. Unfortunately, you're absolutely correct that still, even in 2024, most Americans, most Michiganders don't treat mental health with the same vigor as they treat physical health. We don't discuss it in the same ways, unfortunately. And I think we're all doing whatever we can to try to highlight that fact and do what we can to bring mental health, substance use disorder services into the forefront. Make sure that folks are comfortable treating not only their physical health, but their mental health or their substance use disorder needs. And just doing whatever we can at the state level to try to bring it in the spotlight is our little part to try to end stigma here in Michigan.
Some plans say, you know, you can talk to someone twice or put a number on it. Would this remove restrictions on the frequency of times you can go speak to a mental health professional?
Yes. So this does affect the quantity limits, what are known as quantity limits for behavioral health, mental health benefits. This makes sure that those limits can be no more restrictive than physical health limits. So, for example, you may still have in your health benefit design a limitation on physical therapy, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a 30-visit limit or 60-visit mm-hmm. limit. If you do, then that limit may still be applicable on the mental health side as well. But for the most part, a lot of these quantity limits have been either removed or reduced greatly, or increased, I guess, greatly, depending on your perspective. You know, there once was a time, maybe even 10, 15 years ago, where it was very common that if you had a mental health benefit as part of your health insurance, it had a very small number of limits that were allowed, you know, 10 visits for a therapist, for example. There's not too many products that limit everything, both mental health and physical health in that regard. The quantity is not actually the concern here anymore. It's just making sure that the treatment and the therapy, whether that's physical health treatment and therapy or mental health treatment and therapy, is working, and that it's with a licensed provider that can provide positive outcomes for the individual. So you're seeing less and less product design with any quantity limits in Michigan.
You know, Dominic, you have a unique perspective on how this legislation is going to affect both the insurers and the patients. So how do you anticipate health insurance providers adapting to the new requirements, and what kind of benefits can policyholders expect?
And will it raise costs?
Yeah, I think those are all great questions. That's an important part of this particular piece of legislation, Senate Bill 27. From our perspective, representing health insurers, health insurance providers here in the state, we do not believe that this bill will raise any costs on ratepayers, whether that's commercial employers providing insurance for their employees, or whether that's the individual going onto the individual market to purchase health insurance. And that's a big reason why we as an industry supported this bill. We've seen a lot of other efforts. There's other bills in the legislature even today that go far beyond just simply enacting federal mental health parity at the state level, which may be well-intended, which we are very much part of the debate and the discussion over to make sure that we can get the greatest outcome for individuals. But we have to do our role as financial stewards to the purchasers of health insurance to make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep those costs affordable. Simply adding every benefit there is may be great to the individual, and I'll tell you, my industry would love to sell Cadillacs to everybody, but if we did, then not everybody would be able to afford access to health insurance. So we're always trying to find that balance and trying to do it primarily on behalf of employers across the state of Michigan, whether that's large employers or very many small employers that are struggling just to continue to provide the coverage and to pay premiums for access for their employees.
I want to ask you something that's just a little bit off topic, Dominic, but a story broke yesterday, and the headline's intriguing. Daily marijuana use now outpaces daily drinking in the U.S. We got 17.5 million people using marijuana daily, compared to 14.5 million people that are daily drinkers. And they're using marijuana almost like tobacco. I mean, it's repeated use throughout the day. Do we have any idea what this is doing to our health? Apparently, we like to self-medicate.
Yes, whether that's marijuana use or alcohol, it's readily apparent that our population likes to self-medicate, unfortunately. So I'm not a clinician. You know, I always have to give that disclosure. I'm not a licensed medical provider, so I can't give any sort of medical diagnosis or advice here. But it is alarming, I think, from an insurance perspective. Certainly there's been a long conversation here in Michigan, as well as many other states, about whether there's certain medical uses for marijuana as well as recreational uses. And on the medical side, it's not a benefit that we cover from health insurance, to give you an example. So I think we're taking a look at it. Certainly we're seeing a rise in substance use disorder relative to marijuana use. There's always been an issue here as far as substance use disorder relative to alcohol abuse as well. And we're doing what we can from our industry to make sure that those that do become addicted to either substance, any substance for that matter, can seek access to care and get help to break any addiction they might have.
Well, the idea is for those types of mental health, substance abuse disorders to be covered at the same level as physical health services. Dominic Pallone, Executive Director of the Michigan Association of Health Plans, thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Coming up, the first parent in Macomb County charged under Michigan's new safe storage law. We're going to talk to the prosecutor at 6:49.